The holidays are here, and if you're looking for the best books to give in 2017, we've got you covered. Joining us today is Teresa Lopez from Barnes & Noble with some ideas for book lovers of all ages. Teresa, welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, I know, because it's you and books. But I don't know that other people know how passionate you are about books. So will you tell us about your love for books?
Well, it started when I was 4 years old, and it just kind of increased and increased. And I've been at Barnes & Noble on the West Side for about almost 17 years now. And it's the most terrible place for me to work because it is such a temptation. There are so many great books that come in every single day.
And it's very hard. And every day you're like, oh, no,
I know. Every day I'm like, I need this. And I need this one.
Well, we're excited about your passion for books because we know that means that you know what's up. So you've chosen several books for different categories. So we'll just kind of go through them, and you can tell us all about everything that you've picked. Right. So let's start with The Art Lover, since we are on State of the Arts. What would you recommend?
Well, I really love this magazine. It's called 3x3, and every year they come out with an annual. This is the 14th annual, and it's all graphic designers, and they each have to try to be in here. So I guess they're just voted in this magazine. The great thing about this one is there is a place where they have beautifully illustrated, like, picture books, books for children, young adults, and there's a whole section on new kids' books, on new short story books, all kinds of books, and it's a great magazine. It comes out, like, every few months, but the one that we get in the store is an annual.
Now, you call it a magazine, and people will envision a traditional magazine, but I'm looking at it, and it looks like a book.
It does. It does. It's several hundred pages. Well, I think it's about 400 pages long. Yes, it's about 400 pages long. There are people from all over the world who vie to be in this magazine. And at the beginning, they showcase one artist. So they start off with her work, and then they just gradually go into different categories.
It's amazing. I mean, if you're into illustration, graphic design, even typography, it's all in there for us.
It's really amazing. I really love this one.
Well, let's move on to children's books.
All right. So the one I've chosen for children, although there are so many children's books that I absolutely love, but this is the one, Here We Are, Notes for Living on Planet Earth by Oliver Jeffers. And if you're familiar with children's books, then you know he did the one where the crayons, the day the crayons left, the day the crayons came back. But he's from, I believe, Holland. No, he's from Belfast. He does amazing children's books. He has one called Lost and Found. That was my son's favorite book when he was growing up. Very sweet. And as you can see, his illustrations are just, they're really sweet. They're amazing. He recently did a book talk at the Strand, and I believe Chelsea Clinton was the one who read this one. At the very end, it's got this really great quote. If I'm not around and you need to answer some question, he said, you can always ask somebody else. And there's just this list, this long line of people extending out forever. It says, you're never alone on earth. And I really like the message of this book. I think it's a really nice book to give to a child.
Yeah, it's...
Or anybody.
It encourages curiosity, communication, and just getting to know everybody around you, right?
Yes, yes. And I think that's why that's the book I chose. Because, you know, this world sometimes can seem like you're alone or...
Yeah, or in a bubble, right?
But yes.
It's bigger than all of us.
Right.
It's nice to be reminded of
that. Yes, I like this one.
You picked a fun category, one for people in general that like things that go bump in the night.
Well, this one is called The World of Lore, Monster Creatures by Aaron Mankey, and he does a podcast called Lore. And this one has really great, it's a nice big thing about things that go bump in the night. I really like this book because I really like otherworldly, scary kinds of things. And so if you like scary kinds of things like Nightmare Before Christmas kinds of things, you'll like this book, I think.
So it's not necessarily horror. It's more embracing the dark side, right?
Yes, it's kind of like if you crossed Grimm's with, I don't know, Poe, let's say. And it's all about monstrous creatures. It's in the title. There's vampires, there's werewolves, there's trees, there's all kinds of things in here.
Is it a collection of short stories or is it
A collection of like lore. So he has different categories like Dark Conclusions is one. This is one of my favorite, Cargo in the Blood. I mean, there's just all kinds of different things in here, all kinds of different lore and Trees and Shadows is part of it. And they have some nice little, like the Wendigo is in here. That's my daughter's favorite, the Wendigo. So really? You know she's my child. Because well, that's her favorite.
The influence comes from, so apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
Yes.
And then you have one for fiction lovers. What did you choose? That's got to be a big category too, right?
Fiction, we really carry a lot of fiction because that's what people like to read the most, I think. So this one, I've chosen, he did The Martian a few years back, and that was a really popular one. I don't know if you've ever read it, but it's really funny. He's like really snarky, and this one takes place on the moon. It's by Andy Weir, and it's called Artemis. The great thing about one of the reasons I chose this is because we're going to have signed copies of books at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, nice.
And so Artemis is one of the ones that we will have signed.
And you'll have them until you run out.
Mm-hmm. We'll have them until we run out. Well, but this one's really, he's really funny. I think that, and it's all about space. He does a lot of research for his books. Like I've read about him and he does a lot of research. So this one will be taking place on the moon.
I think I remember hearing interviews with him about The Martian, and he actually researched farming in space.
Yes. Yeah, so he really does his work, and so you're going to have a really great book here, I think.
So for fiction, the research is there.
It's yes.
not completely made up, right?
Right.
Or it's at least feasible, we should
yes,
say.
I think so.
You picked a beautiful collection for people that love poetry.
I really like this book. It's Devotions by Mary Oliver, and it takes place, she actually starts, like I think she's like 5 decades now or of her publications. So she starts with her newest publication and then she goes to her first publication. So she just goes, it's like a retrospective of her work.
Do you have a favorite poem of hers?
Gosh, no, because I like so many of them. I really do. She writes a lot about nature. She writes a lot about the physical world. She's just gorgeous, and I don't even know because I really like all her stuff. I was trying to find one today when I was reading through it. I was like, I like that one. I was like, no, wait, this one. And I was like, no, wait, I really like this one.
Hence the book addiction.
Right, exactly. So this one I think will be a great one if anybody in your family likes poetry.
Okay, tweens, probably the toughest category because everybody's too cool.
They're too cool for school. But this one is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls 2. So there's a lot of people in here, like J.K. Rowling is in here. And this is just like little biographies of women who rock. So there's all kinds of people from illustrators to scientists to athletes, all kinds of different Madonnas in here. And there's just a whole bunch of different people who have made a difference in the world. Celia Cruz, Beatriz Vio, who's a fencer, Alice Ball, who I think was she was a chemist. Just all kinds of different people in here. So that, like, I think, you know, every night before you go to bed, you put this in your dreams.
So. It's true. And you know what? So I know you said tweens, but I feel like this book could go to just any powerful woman in your
life.
Pretty
much,
right?
Yes. I think so. But the stories are really nice and short. They're just a page long for each biography. So I think that would be a really nice way to start your dreamland.
Right? And the illustrations are great. Each woman has their own illustration. The Celia Cruz one is my personal favorite because, of course, there's feathers involved.
Feathers are delicious.
Feathers are great. Now, the next category, this one has my name written all over it.
Oh, yes.
This one's for music lovers. And I got to say, you picked a great one.
I love this one. It's Chuck D presents This Day in Rap and Hip Hop History with a foreword by Shepard Fairey. And I couldn't find it on the book jack, but I think he's got some illustrations in there because especially the first one has to be him because it says Obey on it from Shepard Fairey.
Yeah, it's got to be.
To be him. But this is great. It starts from 1973 and it just goes through and it's just like little short snippets about history of hip-hop.
And it's literally like almost every day. I mean, it's to the date, June 30th, you know, this happened.
Yeah.
March 25th, you can pick your day.
And it's just, I think this one's amazing. If you like hip-hop, which I like hip-hop, and I think this one is going to be on my Christmas.
I got to put that one on my Christmas wish list too. Finally, you have one for teens. And before you say what it is, I think we've all said this to our mothers.
We have said this in so many ways that are not nice. And so many ways. I know I've said this to my mother before. It is called I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter by Erica L. Sanchez. And this young girl has gone through a loss. Her perfect sister has died. And I think there's a line there. It says, like, so she has rested eternally perfect. And she's the one that's not so perfect. So it's all about her life and trying to deal with her sister's loss and coming to terms with who she is. So this is for teens or pretty much anybody, like you said. You've said this to your mom.
Yes, it's unfortunately, yes, it's happened.
In many, many ways. So I really like this one. I think this one will be a good one to give to someone who is not quite perfect.
Yeah, which is, you know, anybody. Pretty much all of us.
Exactly.
Well, Teresa, I can't thank you enough. If there's something else that you would get a book lover that isn't a book, what would you recommend?
That's not a book?
That's not a book. Any accoutrements?
I love tea. Mm-hmm. At the store, I know we have this really nice teapot that I'm looking for that I really like. And we also have these FAO Schwartz bumper cars thing that you do with, like, the...
I don't know. Are they control?
Yes. By the remote control. That is, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's what it is. So they have these kind of retro looking bumper cars, and they're just these little guys that you fight with. And those were pretty cool. And then we have that huge, you know, those big pianos. I love those pianos that you just step on.
Those are so much fun, like the one in big, right?
Right, yeah. So we have those at the store. And so I'm looking at those that's not really book lover, but that makes a lot of noise.
Sure, why not? Why not? I mean, I know most book people probably want some quiet in the house, but...
Well, sometimes, you know, you have to balance it out.
That's true. Well, Teresa, I can't thank you enough for picking these amazing books. Even though we put them in categories, they all seem to cross categories. And if you're interested in any of these, you can find them at Barnes & Noble. Teresa, thank you so much for sharing your passion for books with us today. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Bye.